Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
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 Sri Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 3, Chapter 6, Creation of the Universal Form. Text number 6. Haranmaya.
Haranmaya.
Sa.
Sa.
Purusha.
Purusha.
Sahasra.
Sahasra.
Parivatsaran.
Parivatsaran.
Anda.
Anda.
Kosha.
Kosha.
Uvasapsu.
Uvasapsu.
Sarva.
Sarva.
Sarvabhrimhita.
Sarvabhrimhita.
Haranmaya Sapurusha.
Haranmaya Sapurusha.
Sahasra Parivatsaran.
Sahasra Parivatsaran.
Antakosha Vasapsu.
Antakosha Vasapsu.
Sarvasaro Abhrimhita.
Sarvasaro Abhrimhita.
Haranmaya Sapurusha.
Haranmaya Sapurusha.
Sahasra Parivatsaran.
Sahasra Parivatsaran.
Andakosha Vasapsu.
Andakosha Vasapsu.
Sarvasarvo Abhrimhitaha.
Sarvasarvo Abhrimhitaha.
Haranmaya Sapurusha.
Haranmaya Sapurusha.
Sahasra Parivatsaran.
Sahasra Parivatsaran.
Andakosha Vasapsu.
Andakosha Vasapsu.
Sarvasatvo Abhrimhitaha.
Sarvasatvo Abhrimhitaha.
Haranmaya Sapurusha.
Sahasra
Parivatsaran.
Andakosha Vasapsu.
Sarvasarvo
Abhrimhita.
Haranmaya Sapurusha. Haranmaya Sapurusha.
Haranmaya Sapurusha.
Sahasra Parivatsaran.
Sahasra Parivatsaran.
Andakosha Vasapsu.
Andakosha Vasapsu.
Sarvasattva Parimita.
Sarvasattva Parimita.
Haranmaya Sapurusha.
Haranmaya Sapurusha.
Sahasra Parivatsaran.
Sahasra Parivatsaran.
Andakosha Upasapsu.
Andakosha Upasapsu.
Sarvasattva Parimhitaha.
Sarvasattva Parimhitaha.
Matasu.
Haranmaya Sapurusha.
Haranmaya Sapurusha.
Sahasra Parivatsaran.
Sahasra Parivatsaran.
Andakosha Vasapsu.
Andakosha Vasapsu.
Sarvasattva Parivatsaran.
Sarvasattva Parivatsaran.
Haranmaya.
Haranmaya.
The Garbhadakshaya Vishnu.
Garbhadakshaya Vishnu.
Who also assumes the Virat Rupa. Sa.
Sa.
He.
He.
Purusha.
Purusha.
Incarnation of Godhead.
Incarnation of Godhead.
Sahasra.
Sahasra.
1,000.
1,000.
Parivatsaran.
Parivatsaran.
Celestial years.
Celestial years.
Andakoshe.
Andakoshe.
Within the global universe.
Within the global universe.
Uvasa.
Uvasa.
Reside.
Reside.
Apsu,
Apsu.
Underwater.
Underwater.
Sarva.
Sarva.
Excuse me. Sarva
Sattva.
All living entities.
All living entities.
Lying with him.
Lying with him.
Upabhrimitaha.
Upabhrimitaha.
So spread.
So spread.
Translation and purport by His Divine Grace to the Prabhupada. The gigantic Virat Purusha, known as Haranmaya, lived for 1,000 celestial years on the water of the universe, and all the living entities lay with him. Purport. After the Lord entered each and every universe as the Garbhodakshaya Vishnu, half of the universe was filled with water. The cosmic manifestation of the planetary systems, outer space, etc., which are visible to us, is only one half of the complete universe. Before the manifestation takes place, and after the entrance of Vishnu within the universe, there is a period of 1,000 celestial years. All the living entities injected within the womb of the Mahatattva are divided in all universes with the Lord until Brahma is born. Brahma is the first living being within the universe, and from him all other demigods and living creatures are born. Manu is the original father of mankind, and therefore in Sanskrit mankind is called Manusya. Humanity in different bodily qualities is distributed throughout the various planetary systems. Om Ajnanata Manandasya Aginandina Slapaya Chakshan Tamjena Tasmai Sri Kravena Mukam Kroti Vachalam Pangum Nangai Tevam Yat Kripa Sri Gurundita Vacha Kapativyasya Kripa Sindhu Gevacha Patitana Pavivya Vaishnavevya Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasati Gaur Bhaktivinoda Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare 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 Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram. So there's various theories about how the creation took place. The most popular one in society now is the Big Bang Theory. There was a chunk. And if you ask the scientists, well, where did the chunk come from? I don't know. Anyway, this chunk had exploded. Why did it explode? I don't know. But generally when there's an explosion, what happens? Destruction. Chaos. But not in this case. One time, there was an explosion, and from that explosion, there was order. Incredible order. Inconceivable. Order. Just like, imagine if someone puts a big pile of wood out here on the street, huge pile of wood, and you throw some pipes in there, you throw some wire, and they put a big stick of dynamite under the pile, and blow it up, and it goes flying up in the air 50 meters and it lands and you got a beautiful house. What are the chances? No chance. But this is what they're saying from this Big Bang. This incredible creation has taken place with the stars and the moon and the sun and people and vegetables and fruits and rain, all this incredible order has come about by an accidental Big Bang. Not very logical. But what we say is that Krishna, it's done by God. And he doesn't even have to get involved. You know, he's in his abode, in his estate, just having a good time. But he delegates Brahma to come and create. He empowers Lord Brahma to create. Now when Brahma first comes into the universe, he comes out of the lotus flower, and it's just darkness. I mean, imagine that. It's just can't see anything, can't see himself, just nothing, no light, no suns, no nothing. Complete darkness. So he goes back into the lotus flower trying to figure out what's going on here. And then he hears a word. Tapa. Austerity. So he's very intelligent, so he understood. All right, I've got to perform some austerities. Then I'll understand what's happening here. So he did that. A very long time he performed austerities. And then Krishna, he empowered him to create. So he created everything. People, planets. Very powerful living entity in this universe. Also, it's inconceivable how he was able to do it, but he was empowered by Krishna to do it. So we also have this. We're trying to create this society, Krishna consciousness movement. We're trying to spread it throughout the world. So to do this, we also had to perform austerity. Of course, Prabhupada is Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has given us an austerity which is not too difficult. Chant Hare Krishna. 16 rounds of the Hare Krishna mantra. Follow the four regular principles. Take Krishna prasadam. Dance before the deities. So this is the austerity. Actually, for many people, it's a big austerity. 2 hours of one's day chanting Hare Krishna. That's an austerity. Yeah. None of it is for you. Yeah. It's 2 hours chanting to advance in spiritual life, fully dedicated to God, to Krishna. Some people did it for years, decades, and at one point they just couldn't do it anymore. So it's an austerity. Day after day, year after year, decade after decade. You have to get a taste from this chanting in order to carry on, to continue. And the result of this austerity is that we, of course, we get purified. And we also, if we desire, then we have this determination to preach Krishna consciousness. This is the greatest need in society. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he used to say that the only lack in society is Krishna consciousness. So therefore he emphasized so much the importance of preaching Krishna consciousness. So he, of course, he established many temples throughout India, 64 temples actually. And they had this one temple on Otunga Road in Calcutta. And there they were happily preaching Krishna consciousness. And then one of his disciples donated a big temple, Bagh Bazar. And of course Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur was very happy with that. But there was a problem. And that was that the devotees, they were fighting over the rooms. Who would get this room? Who would get that room? And there was, he said there was a fire in the house. And he became disgusted. He said, what we should do is we should sell all the marble in the temple room and print books. Because they were going off track. So he was, actually he left this world when he was only 63. He left because he was disgusted, actually. Prabhupada said that he was displeased with his disciples because they got off track. But he saw some hope in Srila Prabhupada, At one point, Prabhupada, he was in Bombay, and he was a householder at that time, and they were starting a temple in Bombay. And Prabhupada was taking the devotees, Gaudiya Math devotees, around different people that he knew and getting donations. And they saw that he was very expert. So they approached Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur and they suggested maybe he should be in charge. Abhay Babu. And Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur said, no, in the future, he will do everything. Now, he was a householder. And there were so many sannyasis. But he had this transcendental vision that he would do everything. And of course, that's what turned out, that Prabhupada did everything. There was an instance in the 1930s where one godbrother Prabhupada, he read this statement, Piti Viti Achiyati Nagaradigram Sarvatrapachari Hori Morinam, that the name of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu will be spread to every town and village throughout the world. Now, this godbrother Prabhupada, he couldn't understand how is this possible. So he was going around to various godbrothers and he was asking, what do you think of this? And many of them didn't know what to think of it. So he also went to Prabhupada. And Prabhupada had firm faith that yes, this is in the scripture, so it's going to happen. We had to have this faith. So this God brother said, okay, I appreciate your faith. So then, many years later, about 1972, this same godbrother Prabhupada, he was in one village in India and he saw a Western devotee. Dhoti, kurta, japa, mala, tilak, fair complexion. So he went up to him and said, excuse me, where are you from? I'm from America. You're from America. And you're dressed like a Vaishnava. How is this? He said, oh, this is the mercy of my guru. He said, oh, and who is your guru? And he had a book, so he showed the picture of Prabhupada. And he looked at the picture of Prabhupada and he said, Abhay. Abhay Babu. You did it. You did it. So Prabhupada did it. And he's still doing it. By this book distribution, philosophy of Krishna consciousness as presented by Srila Prabhupada is being placed in the hands of hundreds of thousands, actually millions of people. We're distributing still between 6 and 7 million books a year. So this is very auspicious. Yeah, it's kind of ironic that the disciples of Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, they were all born into many of them born into Vaishnava families, at least Hindu families. But after he left, within a year, the preaching had stopped. And they were in court because there were so many people wanted to be the guru. Although he instructed there should be a GBC. But the preaching stopped and believe it or not, it's still in court. It's still in court. 70-80 years later, India court system. So, but here we are after Prabhupada left, now 32 years later, and we're still distributing millions of books all over the world. There's 3 times more temples. There's over 400 temples now around the world. When Prabhupada left, there's, I think it was 108. There's 3 times more temples. And we were all born malechas, yavanas, the lowest of mankind. But somehow or another, by the mercy of Prabhupada, we're able to carry on. Things got a little shaky, yeah. down the line after Prabhupada left, but somehow we're able to, because we had that GBC, we're able to pick it up and carry on the mission as Srila Prabhupada desired. One time he was in his room shortly before he left, and he told his servant to call Giriraj. It was late at night. Giriraj was resting. He said, call Giriraj. He's Brahmacharya at that time. And so Giriraj went there. And Prabhupada asked him, will this movement be able to continue after I leave? And this was kind of difficult for Giriraj to hear. Prabhupada's talking about his departure. He had been with Prabhupada now for 8 years, 7 or 8 years. So it's very hard to answer that question. Finally said, yes, Prabhupada, we'll continue. And Prabhupada, he said, he gave two instructions. Intelligence and organization. He said, with these two, it'll continue. Intelligence and organization. We have to be organized. And everything has to be done in an intelligent way. Prabhupada said, this is how it will continue. So when we're preaching Krishna consciousness, we have to be organized, and we have to do it intelligently. Prabhupada said, intelligence means to see things in their proper perspective. Just like in Chaitanya Charitamrita, it's stated by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that one should spread this Krishna consciousness without discrimination. Everybody should get the opportunity. I remember I was distributing books one time in the airport in Los Angeles, and it was a very slow period of the day. And there was just one businessman coming. He had about a very expensive suit, you know, just very pukka. You know. So there was no one else to speak to, so I thought, all right, well, let me give this guy a try. So I called him over and offered him the Bhagavad Gita. And he said, oh, the Bhagavad Gita. I've always wanted to read this book. And I was shocked. He was so much into it. He gave a very nice donation to the Bhagavad Gita. I was surprised. So we never know. It's like Bhakta Andy yesterday was distributing books. And he approached one man. He was so old, he was walking like this. He was about, I don't know, 75, maybe 80 years old. Over. He presented the Bhagavad Gita to him. And the man said, what is he? He said, I read this book 50 years ago. So Andy said, well, you didn't read Bhagavad Gita as it is, because that wasn't around back then. And now you should read the Bhagavad Gita as it is. He took it, gave 10 pounds. I couldn't believe it. And he was on his way to the bookstore to get a book. And he got him before. Moving bookstore. Talk to him. So people are looking for this knowledge. So we have to be there to offer it to them. There's so many other spiritual movements that are much more determined than we are. Like Jehovah's Witnesses. They're not even considered a member of the Jehovah's Witnesses movement if they don't go out minimum 10 hours a month preaching the glories of Jesus. So they have to. No choice. And I remember there was one devotee who was saying he was on Sankirtan and he found this old lady. She was 85 years old distributing books. Jehovah's Witnesses. She was in a wheelchair, but she was fired up, you know, 85 years old. So Prabhupada said, you have all this youthful energy, so utilize that youthful energy in preaching Krishna consciousness. What's the austerity? Like I said the other day, that people say no. It's not that bad. It gets a little wet or cold. But this is good. I remember I was also distributing books one time at a university in Nevada. And myself and one other friend of mine, Jagaranga Prabhu. And we went on this campus, and there was about eight Christians distributing Bibles. They're giving them out for free. And they were all old. So I went up to one of them and said, excuse me, if you don't mind me asking, how old are you? And I'm 75 years old, distributing books. And they were all between like 60 and 75, 78. So I was thinking about the Christians just showing that they can do it, you can do it too. So, yeah, Prabhupada, he wanted that devotees dedicate their life to preaching Krishna consciousness and letting people know what is reality. This world was not created by some big bang. It's created by God under his order. Everything is taking place. Not a blade of grass moves without the sanction of Krishna. Therefore, this verse in the Bhagavad Gita, Upadrishtanam antacha bharta bhokta maheshwar paramatmeti chapyukta dehisnum purushakara. I chant this verse like japa on book distribution sometimes. It's very good to help us understand what's happening here. He's the overseer. He's the permitter. Nothing happens without the sanction of Krishna. So if we're sincere, then Krishna, he actually can interfere with the free will of the non-devotees. This is the only thing that can interfere with another person's karma, is the sincere desire of the devotee to help the conditioned souls. The compassion of the devotee is the only thing that can change the karma of the conditioned souls. Just like we all had certain karma coming to us. Prabhupada came here. Now all of our karma has changed. Hundreds of thousands of devotees' karma has changed because Prabhupada's coming and giving us Krishna consciousness. So this is the only thing that could change their karma. So when we distribute books, this moment that we approach them is the most important moment of their life. Not only this life, but many lives. Because we've been in this material world for millions of lifetimes. And who knows how long we've been forgetful. How long the conditioned souls have been forgetful. So it's a very important moment of their life. So we should really pray to Krishna for sincerity. And Prabhupada says in one purport that Krishna, upon seeing the sincere endeavor of his devotee to spread Krishna consciousness, he inspires the non-devotees from within to take. It's like sometimes it's amazing when you're very sincerely preaching Krishna consciousness, very determined and sincere, it's amazing how many people take books. How many interested people come up and take books, isn't it? But when you're not so fired up, a little bit of material consciousness, a little maya is there, it's amazing how many people are not interested. Isn't it? We all know that. And when we're fired up, you know, everybody has money and you know, they're very enthusiastic to take a book, and we're not fired up. Sorry, I don't have any money, you know, I'm in a hurry, you know. So if we're sincere, then Krishna, he helps us. And he helps them as well. So it's very important. We have to also pray to Krishna for this compassion. Balad Maharaj, he says, Naivod Vijay Paradarat Jayavai Taranyas Tvad Virya Gayana Mahamritam Ragnachitta So Chaitato Vimukucheta Indriyata Maya Sukhayam Banamudhato Mudhan. He says, I have no fear of material existence, because wherever I go, I'm fully absorbed in hearing your glories and pastimes. It's a prayer to Lord Nrisimhadeva. But he says, but I am concerned about the unfortunate souls who are making elaborate plans to enjoy this Maya Sukhaya. Maya Sukhaya means illusory happiness. So this is all that they're experiencing, illusory happiness. In the Bhagavatam it's stated, Hlada Tapakari, which means that whatever one thinks will be a cause of pleasure in this world, it'll be mixed. Hlada Tapakari Mishra. Mishra means mixed. With pleasure and pain. Maybe a little pleasure there, but pain will also be there. For anything that we try to enjoy in this world, pain will accompany that so-called pleasure. But Krishna consciousness is anandam buddhivardhanam. It's an unlimited ocean of bliss. No pain. No anxiety. Of course, when we're preaching, there may be some anxiety. We're trying to help the conditioned soul. And, of course, many people aren't interested. So Prabhupada called this transcendental anxiety. It's good anxiety. It's Krishna conscious anxiety. So this is good. So we should, we have to pray to Krishna. Man proposes and God disposes. So he helps us. If we're sincerely trying to help the conditioned souls, then he also wants them to be helped. But purity is the force. It's not by our abilities. In the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna, he says that one should not think that they are the doer. One should not be attached to not doing their duty. And you know that verse? I can't remember that verse. But we have to understand that Krishna, he's the actual doer. We're not the doer. What we have to learn to do is to cooperate with Krishna. We're the cooperators. Right? Krishna, he has a mission. He comes with a mission to spread Krishna consciousness. And it's in our favor to help him, to cooperate with his desire to spread Krishna consciousness. And this is very auspicious. Just like Lord Brahma, he heard this word tapa. So we also have to engage in austerity, and this is the austerity of spreading Krishna consciousness. And we get purified by this austerity. This is the result of austerity, that we get purified. And the people that receive the books, they also benefit. So it's a good, healthy austerity. So Lord Brahma, he created the universe So when we're preaching Krishna consciousness, we're trying to create within them a desire to try to understand spiritual life, to understand who they are. Srila Prabhupada said an intelligent person will ask three questions. Why am I here? What's the goal of life? What happens at the time of death? But in society, in present society, people don't get those answers. But these answers are given very clearly in these books. Nayavod Vijaya, what is that? There's a verse that explains that that literature which does not give descriptions of the glories of the Lord, who alone can sanctify the atmosphere of the entire universe, are said by sages to be places of pilgrimage for crows. On the other hand, that literature which does give descriptions of the glories of the Lord are of another creation, directed towards bringing about a revolution in the impious lives of this world's misdirected civilization. So this literature creates a revolution in the hearts of the living entities. To understand what is the truth. There's millions and millions, maybe even billions of books throughout the world. Probably big libraries all over. But they're not giving any information on how to get out of the prison of material life. But these books, they give that information. So these books are very, very special. One time some devotees, they wrote Prabhupada and said, "Prabhupada, we were thinking of traveling with some deities." And Prabhupada wrote back and said, "No, not necessary. The books are the deities. These books are none different than Krishna. So you just worship the books. They're deities." And this is what we're giving to people. When people get a book, they put it in their home. It's like having a deity in their home. And one devotee, Vaisheshika Prabhu, when he's distributing books, sometimes he finds people that, I don't read books. We run into people like that sometimes. So he says, "That's all right. You don't have to read it. If you just have it in your home, it'll create auspiciousness in your life. If you just own this book, it'll create auspiciousness in your life. You may not be able to see, just like if you have two magnets and you put them opposite each other, then there's some force. They can't stay together. Right? You can't see that force, but it's there. They can't stay together. It goes, they separate. You can't see that. So similarly, you may not be able to see how this is auspicious if you have this book, but believe me, it's auspicious." So many people, they take the book on that. And one time, one lady, she took the book on that statement that he said. And then she went on, she came back 15 minutes later and she held out the book. She said, "It's working, I just got upgrade, first class." So this creates auspiciousness in their life by having these books. And it can really create auspiciousness if they read it and try to follow. And it's happening. I remember I was distributing books one time, and I distributed one to a person from Thailand at one university. Nice boy. He had been studying Buddhism. But he liked the books, and 2 years later I got an email from him. He was inviting me to his initiation ceremony. So many things. I remember I was at a festival one time, and a devotee came up to me and he said, "Vijay, I want to thank you." I said, "You're welcome now. What are you thanking me for?" He said, "Well, you gave a book to a friend of mine 20 years ago, and he gave that book to me, and now I've been a devotee for 20 years. Your name was in the book." So people are taking. We just have to understand how important it is and pray for this determination, for the sincerity to do it. And people will take it up. And they could understand so much about the creation, they could understand so much about God. Sometimes when I speak to atheists, I tell them that, you know, if the only conception of God was Christianity, I would be an atheist too. And they stop and they think about it, because the only conception that they hear about mostly is Christianity, which is not, you know, most of it is completely concocted, changed by so many clergymen to suit themselves. So we're giving them so much information on Krishna, wonderful information. Krishna's not, you know, they have this depiction of God as some old man with wrinkles and gray hair, you know, Michelangelo, right? Looks like he might need a cane or something. No. Krishna is the most beautiful person. No one is more beautiful than Krishna. Most attractive. Just like it's described that there's eight parts of Krishna's body that resemble lotus flower. It's a transcendental quiz. Let's see if you could figure them out. Eight parts. Who knows? His eyes. There you go. Two lotus eyes. Six more. No.
It's
turn
eyes.
Huh?
It's
turn
eyes.
Toenails. No.
It's eyebrows.
So far we have the two lotus eyes. Six more. Come on, guys.
Zips.
No.
Legs.
Legs? No. Huh? His hands. Yes.
His navel.
Navel, yes. So that's five. Three left.
Is it smaller than the body part?
His lips. His face.
His face. Okay, two more. Now, these two, you're not going to believe when you find out these two, that you guys haven't got these two, you're going to be amazed. This lotus feet.
This lotus feet.
That's what we hear so much, is lotus feet. So attractive. Lotus eyes, lotus feet, lotus hands, lotus navel, lotus face. And it's described as 23 and a half parts of his body that resemble the moon. See how good you do with that. Anything?
And his nose.
Well, that's on one of them.
His face.
His face, yes. His face resembles a moon.
Palms of his
hands? No, the cheeks of his face. The sandalwood paste on his forehead resembles a moon. The half. Is his forehead resembling the moon? That's three and a half. And the 20 are his 10 toenails and 10 fingernails. Very attractive. Can't imagine how beautiful Krishna is. So people don't have this information. They don't know how beautiful Krishna is. Krishna is so attractive that the gopis, they curse Lord Brahma, the creator. Because they created their body with eyes, so they couldn't see Krishna for that moment that they blinked their eyes. He's so beautiful. You know, during this class, we probably blinked our eyes hundreds of times. We don't even notice. But the gopis noticed. That moment that they couldn't see Krishna. So attractive. Inconceivably attractive. And there's a name for Krishna, Kautiki, which means Krishna has the best sense of humor. Now, who has ever heard of God having the best sense of humor? Any religion ever say God has the best sense of humor? He's got an incredible sense of humor. It's known as Satchasankalpa. That whatever he wants, it happens. He just thinks of it and it happens. He doesn't have to endeavor, it just happens. So many wonderful things about Krishna that people don't know that are in these books. So this is what people are searching for, actually. It's like sometimes I'm distributing books and I approach people and they say, no, I'm looking for so-and-so. No, you're looking for Krishna. But you don't know it. No, I gotta go. Actually, they're all looking for pleasure. So Krishna, he's the reservoir of pleasure. Pleasure is emanating from Krishna. He's got a beautiful voice also. Even his speaking. When Krishna was convincing Nanda Maharaj to worship Govardhan Hill instead of Indra, there was one elderly gopi listening to Krishna convincing Nanda Maharaj, and she said it was just like nectar coming out of his mouth to hear Krishna speak. Everything about Krishna is so attractive. His singing, his speaking, his dancing. Krishna is known as Vrindavana Natabara. He's the best dancer of Vrindavan. He would win all the dancing competitions in this world. He dances like a peacock. Radharani wanted him to compete with the peacocks. She was so happy to see Krishna dancing. And another thing, this is the spiritual world. In the spiritual world, nobody walks, nobody talks. Everybody is dancing and singing. How many people have heard about this spiritual world? People don't know. No idea. It's Vaikuntha. You can go there and associate with Krishna. Your best friend. How many people hear that God is your best friend? No. People hear of God. Oh, he's the controller. He's the knower of everything. He's the one who tells us whether we go to hell or we go to heaven. No, he's the best ever well-wishing friend of everyone. So we have so much wonderful information that we can offer to the conditioned souls to inspire them to serve him. So we should, with great determination and selflessness, go out to help them. Bhaktivinoda Thakura says, when will I with a humble heart go out to spread the glories of Krishna? Humble heart means no desire other than to please Krishna. So maybe I'll stop there. Any question or comment? Yes.
You're talking about the squabbling of the practice of practice disciples, and also discussing about the demise of Christianity. Like between here and our ashram, there's quite a few churches that are being missed, either knocked down or being misused. So how do we stop this kind of things happening?
So the question is that the movement, the Gaudiya Math, kind of dismantled, and the Christian movement also was deteriorating so much. What you said yesterday, that one church was turned into a pub.
Yeah. Another one,
an
Indian restaurant.
Yeah. Also in America, they used to be religious in the early days, and they had the church right on the campus. But recently, I went to one campus, and they turned the whole church into a basketball court. So how can we avoid this happening to ISKCON? Well, we just have to be serious. Of course, it's Kali Yuga. Even Krishna says in the Gita that by the influence of time, religious principles deteriorate. So therefore he comes millennium after millennium to reestablish religious principles. So this is the nature of this age of Kali. That, of course, it's been marked that this Krishna consciousness movement will be here for 10,000 years, the golden years of Kali Yuga. But Prabhupada said it could actually stop by internal quarrel. Externally, it can't be stopped, only internally. And therefore, we've seen in our short history of ISKCON how it has. There was some shaky period due to internal impurities. So we had to be very serious about Krishna consciousness. We have to, amongst ourselves, we have to encourage one another in Krishna consciousness and help. We should focus on helping society. Just like recently we've been offered this mansion. This is Krishna's reciprocating. You know, you're doing Harinam, you're doing book distribution, you're doing prasadam distribution. This is actually the biggest donation ever in ISKCON. So this is very good. So this is very auspicious. So we have to increase now. Now we have this big property. We have to fill it with devotees now. Doing so much service. And we have to be very kind to one another, encourage one another. Prabhupada said that the profession of the neophyte is to bicker. You know, bicker? Fighting over little things. You know, we should be gentlemen and go on our way to serve each other. Servant of the servant of the servant. Das, das, anudas. And people appreciate this service attitude. Sri Bhaktivedanta was telling me the other day that he was so impressed to see the devotees. They were all serving one another. It's like, wow, that's amazing. You don't see this in society. But this is what we are. We're servants of Krishna, servants of the devotees. Okay, any other question? Is that okay?
Yes.
Yeah.
You're saying about when you have a book, it creates this viciousness. It's like a magnet that repels. But thinking about it in relation to what you're saying about the Big Bang, like, no other ideas can exist in the presence of, you know, is there still there's no way of linking all that.
Of the Big Bang theory possibly being done by God.
Yeah.
Well, it's described that Lord Brahma, he creates the planets. He creates the living entities, and it's not that they evolve or some from the apes or anything. The Christians have. They've actually accepted that, the evolution theory, but it's done by God. So they had to compromise. So, no, Lord Brahma is a very powerful living entity, empowered by Krishna, delegated by Krishna to create. And he creates these planets. It's not that he created the chunk and the chunk, you know, he made the chunk explode, and therefore there's all this order. No, he was a very powerful living entity with all mystic abilities. It's described that there's eight different mystic abilities, and it's even mentioned that you can create your own planet. It's one of the mystic abilities. Even you can create a planet. How do you like that? Jai. Your own planet. But I kind of doubt it. You got to be pretty powerful yogi to do that. I guess they've done it, because that's one of the mystic abilities. So I'm sure they've done it. Yeah. But it's nothing that we look forward to. We're not interested in these things. But we should understand that Lord Brahma, he has these eight mystic abilities in full. So he's able to create bodies and universes, planets. Okay? Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Transcendental Book Distribution Ki Jai. Yeah.